Oregis. Hare Krishna. Play. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Balava Girivara Dhari, Jaya Gopi Jana Balava Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana, Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana, Yamuna Tiravan Chari, Yamuna Tiravana Chari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, Jaya Gopi Jana Balava Girivara Dhari, Jaya Gopi Jana Balava Girivara Dhari, Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana, Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana, Yamuna Tiravana Chari, Yamuna Tiravana Chari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Madha Radha Madha Radha Madha Jaya Radha Madha Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe Jaya Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Radhe Jaya Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya, जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद Dain it lalila pabista om vistupad paramsa parivraj gacharya. Asto tarasati simad. His divine grace ilabai charanar vinda bhaktivedanta swami maharaj ila prabhupadi jai. Nandakoti vaisnava vindaki jai. Si rupa si sanatan si jiva gopala bata dasaraguna sadgo swami prabhu ki jai. Namacharya silari dastakur ki jai. Prem Shikaho, Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Pabunityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Ki Jai. Shri Radha, Krishna Gopa Gopina, Shama Kundara Kundagiri Govardhan Ki Jai. Shri Braja Bhumi Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Mathura Dham Ki Jai. Shri Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai, Gangamai Ki Jai, Yamunamai Ki Jai, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi ki jai, Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Sankirtan Yagya ki jai, Srimad Bhagavad Gita Asiris ki jai, Samabera Bhakta Vinda ki jai, Nitai Gaur Primanande. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sisi Guru and Sri Gauranga. Maumis budaya kisna bista budaya sima di gopa kisna bersama kita ini berupa desa sini bersama kita dan bersama Bapak Maha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistabhu Tule Shimari Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itnamine Namaste Sarasvati Devim Gaurabhani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyabhari Pasachade Shikarine Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we continue reading from the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 13. Is it text number 15? Sarvendriya gunabhasam Sarvendriya vivarjitam Asaktam sarvabhrichaiva Nirgunam guna boktricha Sarvendriya guna basam Sarvendriya vivarjitam Asaktam sarvabhrichaiva Nirgunam guna boktricha Sarvendriya gunabhasam Sarvendriya vivarjitam Asaktam sarvabhrichaiva Nirgunam guna boktricha Somebody else? Sarvendriya gunabhasam Sarvendriyam vivarjitam Saktam sarvabhrichaiva Nirgunam guna bhaktricha Indriya vinam satyam Asaktam sarvabhrichaiva Gunam guna bhaktacha Sarvendriya guna basam Sarvendriya vibharjitam Saktam sarva vichchaiva Ladies, Sarvendriya Gunavasham, Sarvendriya Vivarjitam, Sarjaktam Sarvabhichaiva, Nirgunam Gunabhaktricha, Sarvendriya Gunavasham, Sarvendriya Vivarjitam, Sarva of all Indriya, senses, Guna of the qualities, Abhasham, the original source, Sarva, all Indriya, senses, Vivarjitam, being without, Ashaktam, without attachment, Sarvabrit, the maintainer of everyone, Cha, also, Eva, certainly, Nirgunam, without material qualities, Guna Bhoktri, master of the gunas, Cha, also. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The Super Soul is the original source of all senses, yet He is without senses. He is unattached, although He is the maintainer of all living beings. He transcends the modes of nature, and at the same time, He is the master of all the modes of material nature. Purport. The Supreme Lord, although the source of all the senses of the living entities, doesn't have material senses like they have. Actually, the individual souls have spiritual senses, but in conditioned life they are covered with the material elements, and therefore the sense activities are exhibited through matter. The Supreme Lord's senses are not so covered. His senses are transcendental and are therefore called nirguna. Guna means the material modes, but his senses are without material covering. It should be understood that his senses are not exactly like ours. Although he is the source of all our sensory activities, he has his transcendental senses, which are uncontaminated. This is very nicely explained in the Svetasvatara Upanishad, 3rd chapter, text 19, in the verse Apani Pado Jabano Grahita. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has no hands, which are materially contaminated. But He has His hands and accepts whatever sacrifice is offered to Him. That is the distinction between the conditioned soul and the super soul. He has no material eyes, but he has eyes. Otherwise, how could he see? He sees everything, past, present, and future. He lives within the heart of the living being, and he knows what we have done in the past, what we are doing now, and what is awaiting us in the future. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. He knows everything, but no one knows him. It is said that the Supreme Lord has no legs like us, but He can travel throughout space because He has spiritual legs. In other words, the Lord is not impersonal. He has His eyes, legs, hands, and everything else. And because we are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, we also have these things. But His hands, legs, eyes, and senses are not contaminated by material nature. Bhagavad Gita also confirms that when the Lord appears, He appears as He is by His internal potency. He is not contaminated by the material energy because he is the Lord of material energy. In the Vedic literature, we find that his whole embodiment is spiritual. He has his eternal form called Satchit Ananda Vigraha. He is full of all opulence. He is the proprietor of all wealth and the owner of all energy. He is the most intelligent and is full of knowledge. These are some of the symptoms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the maintainer of all living entities and the witness of all activity. As far as we can understand from Vedic literature, the Supreme Lord is always transcendental. Although we do not see his head, face, hands, or legs, he has them. And when we are elevated to the transcendental situation, we can see the Lord's form. Due to materially contaminated senses, we cannot see his form. Therefore, the impersonalists who are still materially affected cannot understand the personality of Godhead. Omagyanatimirandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshuru militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobistam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri juta padakamalam shri gurum vaishnavamsta Shri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunatan Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Taruvyascha Kipasindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sarvendriya Gunabhasam, Sarvendriya Vivarjitam. Asaktam Sarvavichyaiva Nirgunam Gunabhuktricha. So, there is some contradictory statements being mentioned in this verse, which is the nature of the absolute truth. In the spiritual realm, seemingly there is some contradictory, but actually it's not contradictory. It only enhances the nature or opulence of the Supreme Absolute Truth. An example can be given. It's like in our present situation. Just like it is said that the lotus flower is in the water, but it is not wet. We've heard this many times. Lotus flower, which is a material form, is in the water, but actually it is not touched by water. So, similarly, in the spiritual platform, the Supreme Lord, who is the source of everything, just like we have these present senses, contaminated senses in the conditioned state. It's like I have to use an eyeglasses, specs, to see you. Otherwise, you are all blurred. I will not be able to see you. So how we can understand the Supreme Absolute Truth, who is completely pure? He has all the senses, but at the same time, he is the source of all the senses, yet he is without senses. Krishna was telling Arjuna this. The super soul is the origin of all senses, but he doesn't have senses, which means nirakar means he doesn't have senses, but he is arakar. He has senses, but his senses is not like ours. Our senses, due to the coverings of the material energy, is contaminated. We cannot see some living entities that's crawling in here. But actually, there are some living entities here. We have to use some microscope. Prabhupada said telescope, but he said, then later on he said, microscope. Telescope, if you cannot see far, you have to use a telescope. And if you cannot see so close, these microbes, these germs, it's like if you touch something dirty, there's some germs there, some entities there. When you touch somebody, something which has been touched by somebody who has a cold, you'll get cold also. You catch the cold because the bacteria is there, touched by the person who has the cold. But you don't see, but you just... it'll go into your system and you'll get the colds. So you need a special instrument to see those. So Krishna is the source of all senses. He has eyes, but his eyes is not like our eyes. He has ears. It's not like our ears. And these are all interchangeable. His senses are interchangeable. His eyes can eat. His nose can hear. His ears can see, or his ears can smell. They're all interchangeable. Unlike ours, we can only smell through our nose, or we can only hear through our ears, or we can only see through our eyes. But still, these senses that we have, these are also dead matter. Actually, who is seeing is the soul. The eyeballs is dead, practically. But who is seeing, who is perceiving things, is the soul. Sometimes we have... We heard this one instance that they use a blind person to do some sketching also. He can sketch. It's like there was a temple, or there is a temple in is it in Varshana? You know this peacock? Huh? Morkutir? There was a temple there. It was painted by the blind devotee of Radha and Krishna. And if you see the painting, it's hard to believe that it's been done by a blind person. So who sees that frame or that canvas? He is blind. He doesn't see anything materially. But he can see spiritually. And he somehow painted those Radha Krishna paintings, dressed in peacock and dancing like peacock. And it cannot be explained by the scientist how this is being done. If you tell this to the scientists, they will not believe. Only devotees will understand that this is possible because of the spiritual senses. So Krishna is the source of all senses, yet his senses cannot be compared to ours. Only if we purified our senses up to a certain extent, we'll be able to understand his senses. We will be able to understand his nature. Just like if Prabhupada gave another example, that because we only compare ourselves to somebody according to our experience. We only perceive things according to our experience. Beyond our experience, we don't understand. We cannot understand. And it's beyond our mental conception. So Prabhupada gave an example, just like a governor, he would walk inside prison house. And so the prisoners thinking, hey, he's like us. We came here because we did something wrong. But needless to say, they did not know that the governor can go in and out of the prison house, because he didn't go to the prison house because of some criminal act. However, we come in contact with the material nature because of some independent mentality. We want to separately enjoy other or without Krishna. And Prabhupada said we became envious of Krishna. But Krishna cannot be envious. He is completely, fully, 101%, fully independent. He doesn't have to depend on anybody. Somehow we have to depend on somebody. We cannot say, I'm completely independent. I am free. You cannot say you're completely free. There is a certain law of nature that binds us in this material world. So this is the conditioned state. We're covered up. And it depends on how much we are covered, then to the degree that we will not be able to perceive Krishna. Prabhupada gave an example, just like fire covered by smoke. If you know there is a smoke, it is very intelligent to think that there is a fire. But you cannot see the fire because of the smoke. It's covered up. Or just like a mirror. If you go in front of the mirror and the mirror is full of dust, you will not be able to see the reflection of your real self. You have to wipe out the dust from the mirror and then you can see yourself. Or Prabhupada gave that example that the most intensified covering of a person or a living entity in this material world is just like a baby covered up in the embryo of the mother. We know that if there is a pregnant woman, there is a baby there. Well, we don't see the baby, but the covering is so thick, you cannot really see what's going on. That the baby is eating, when the mother eats, she get nourished or he get nourished. When the mother takes some food. So, similarly, the conditioned state of the living entities in the material world, it's covered up. The senses are covered up. That's why we follow this process of bhakti yoga, especially through hearing. The easiest way to see Krishna is not with our eyes. It's through hearing. Because of our contaminated state, we cannot see Krishna directly through our eyes. It's easier to see Krishna if we hear from Guru, Sadhu, and Sastras. Even though every day we see Krishna face to face in the temple, we get so attracted, definitely. by Krishna, because that is none different than Krishna, those features of the Lord. Somehow, even though we are having these still material contaminated eyes, we still have this contaminated nose and ears, but when we hear the good kirtan, or when we smell the flower that's been offered to the Lord, or when we smell the incense offered to the Lord, or when we see the beautiful form of the Lord, we become so attracted because it is being awakened. But still we don't have realization that that is Krishna. Because a pure devotee of the Lord, when he sees the Lord in that form, he can talk to the form of the Lord. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri, he cannot. He's overwhelmed with ecstasy that he fainted. When he immediately see the form of the Lord with two wide eyes, blackish complexion, somehow or other we had the fortune to enter that temple also. But we have to disguise ourselves. I have to take off my eyeglasses. But I can see Lord Jagannath some distance. We went inside at night time. I went with some devotees from Mayapur. I have to change my saffron color to white dhoti. Because they know that if you're wearing a saffron, they know that you are initiated or you took diksha, that you are coming from some math or... But if they know that if the color of the dhoti is very bright, they know immediately it's from ISKCON, because ISKCON devotees there. Brahmachari is always brightly colored. So I have to change my dhoti to white. And I didn't wear kurta. I wore this, you know, like cut off, like a shirt, banyan. Then I have to look like from Manipur. They thought I'm from Manipur, so they're talking to me in Manipuri. But I didn't open my mouth once, because if you open your mouth and you start saying English, you get the beatings. But somehow, I just pretended I'm like dumb and deaf. But I saw, it was so difficult to see Lord Jagannath. And everyone is doing something. Some is reading Shastra, some are singing. It's very dark. But in any case, I saw the Garuda Stamba, where Lord Chaitanya stood. And when there is an old lady who climbed on his shoulder, and you can see the imprint of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's hands in that pillar, it's still there. So I just touched. Very, very mystical place, thousands of years old. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to see Lord Jagannath, he didn't see that form of Lord Jagannath in two wide eyes form, blackish complexion. He saw Shama Sundar. This is how... And we've heard exalted Vaishnavas, they'll be talking to their deities. What's that name? Bamsidas Babaji Maharaj. He has Gornitai. And he will chastise them. And sometimes today you will not gonna eat because you did some mischief. Okay, I'm gonna have you fast today. But then some other days he will cook and cook and cook, because it's a personal. But some other, we are so fortunate. Our eyes are still completely contaminated. Our senses completely contaminated. But Krishna somehow, he appeared in this beautiful form. And when we pray to him, or to Srimati Radharani, or to Krishna Balaram, or to Gornitai, they hear. We may not hear their reciprocation saying something back to us, because our contaminated senses are like that. But nevertheless, if one is pure in heart, then he will be able to hear what's Krishna's reply. So, Nirguna, he's beyond the modes of material nature. He doesn't have any nature like ours. But he is Saguna. He's not belonging to this world, but when he comes also, this Saguna, he interacts with everybody. That his senses are without material coverings. It's full. It's full of opulences. It's fully enriched. Just like the person who is spiritually advanced, all of his senses are fully awakened. Right now, in the conditioned state, our senses are completely, so to speak, dead. But through hearing, as we've mentioned before, the easiest way to see Krishna is through hearing, especially from the bona fide literature like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Our senses starts to reawaken, that we wanted to hear more and more and more about the nature of the Absolute Truth. Unlike the materialists, because their senses are dead, then they are enjoying Bollywood music or Bollywood dance or nonsense, so to speak. They have senses, but their senses are dead, so they're enjoying nonsensical matter. It doesn't make sense, but they enjoy so far. Because it's not the way it should be. But once a person's senses start to be reawakened, especially through hearing and chanting, then the more he wants to acquire again and again this different subject matters concerning the Supreme Absolute Truth. So it's difficult. The materialists, they will never be able to understand this subject matter. It is not possible. It will take them many, many millions of lifetimes to understand these things. But even a person, as Srila Prabhupada said, only a person who eats meat, he will never be able to understand these things. First and foremost, if one wants to realize the Supreme Absolute Truth, one has to give up meat eating. Because if one is not compassion is there. When you stop eating meat, then the compassion starts to revive, to be revived. And then you'll have that special mercy from the Supreme Lord to understand Him. Now, there is this verse in the 10th canto, these pashugnat, these meat eaters, they will never be able to understand. So how do we be able to understand these things? It's contradictory. We need knowledge to understand all of these things. Srila Prabhupada said that through bhakti, bhakchamam abhijanati yaban yaschasva tatva tatvataha, that only through devotional service one can understand this reality. And it starts with the tongue. And the tongue either vibrate, sound vibration, or to eat. And we have both of this. We vibrate the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and at the same time, everyone's favorite, prasadam. The Supreme Lord appears as He is by His internal potency. That even 5,000 years ago, in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, only Arjuna and the other members of the Pandava brothers, they can understand who is the position or what is the position of the Supreme Lord. Other than that, everyone is just like seeing Krishna as an ordinary man. Hmm? Maybe another person can see him. Definitely. Who is that? Vidur? Who else? Bhishma Dev. Hmm? Yes, in the battlefield only Bhishma Dev can see this. The others, they did not see the real position of the Supreme Lord. So, in the Vedic literature, we can understand that he is the embodiment of all spiritual energies. And his form is not that like us. His form is Satchit Ananda Vigraha. So the living entities also has this quality, but in the minute way. And in a covered state, in the conditioned state, we will never be able to understand. Somehow or other, by the will of the providence, we are all here, especially Dadu, hearing Bhagavad Gita every day. His senses must be fully awakened by now to have the taste. We may not be here, but I guarantee you, as long as there is Bhagavad Gita class and as long as Dadu is here in Vrindavan, he will be always here. Why? Because he has the taste. He wants to hear about the Lord. And this is the symptom of the one who is making advancement in Krishna consciousness. He always wanted to be where the kirtan is. He always wanted to be where the Krishna Katha is, and he wanted to be always where the feast is. That means your senses are fully awakened, or starting to be awakened. When there is a feast, you don't have to call everybody. They know. Somehow they have these sixth sense. They can sense that, oh, there's a big feast. But somehow, the real criteria is if you want to hear about the Supreme Lord. It's not that we are forcing everyone to come here, but definitely those who have taste, they will come. So, somehow or other, as far as we can understand, the more we follow the process, then the more our senses become purified, and then ultimately we'll be able to understand this nature of the Absolute Truth. It took us many, many, many lifetimes before we come to this part of bhakti. Just like the gopas, the cowherd boys, it took them many, many, many lifetimes of performing pious activities. Not like pious activities or building a hospital or feeding the poor or giving shelter to the homeless. This is not the same kind of pious activities that the gopas or the cowherd boys perform. Performing pious activities in the spiritual platform means performing bhakti yoga. It's like you've seen when you go on parikrama, many people giving water. So that the pilgrims who's doing parikrama, they can... That is a little bit of pious activities, yes, because you're helping, but that is not the same as performing bhakti yoga. So, there is hope. There is hope for us. Somehow he says, there is a saying also in English about not stopping. We should be always in this mentality that no matter what happened, we should still continue on. Calamities may come, problems may come, materially, with the family, or with our loved ones, or with our friends, but we should still continue on. So in this way, someday, hopefully in the near future, we'll be able to reach that goal, that seeing Krishna's form, because that is the goal. Srila Prabhupada said, our goal is to see, ultimately, one day, Krishna face to face. Correct? We're seeing Krishna now, every day. After this, we can see Krishna face to face, but it's not the same as seeing Krishna face to face with full realization. That is the difference. Because sometimes, when you see people, especially in the morning when they take darshan, they go really fast. They don't even recognize Gaur Nithai. They don't even recognize Krishna Balaram. But they will stop Radhe Shyam. So we have to tell them, hey Prabhu, this is Gaur Nithai. Prabhu, this is Krishna Balaram. But immediately they just go. Because they don't have that realization. They have realization a certain extent that this is God when they reach Radhe Shyam's altar. So that is a different kind of realization also, not full. Because they don't know who is Gaur Nithai. They don't know who is Balaram, maybe. But immediately they go to Radhe Shyam. Do you notice this? In the morning, during the Bhagavatam class? And we have to tell them, Prabhu, Prabhu, stop, stop. Pranams in front of Gaur Nithai. So similarly, somehow, we come to the point that there is no difference between the Satchit Ananda Vigraha form of the Supreme Lord and Himself, the Supreme Lord Himself. But still, we have to go a little bit more further. We have to go a little bit more deeper. And that day will come, for sure. As long as we continue the process of this Krishna consciousness, what Srila Prabhupada has given to us, we'll stop here if there is any questions or comments. Yes. Dadu, you have any question? It's a little serious, not humorous this time.
We have to depend on Krishna.
We have to depend on Krishna. Yes. Dadu says we have to depend on Krishna. Whatever Krishna's will for us, we just have to depend on Krishna. This is the nature of full surrender. A person who is fully surrendered unto Krishna, he only depends on Krishna, nobody else. Knowingly that Krishna is the ever well-wisher. Krishna, he does not think of ill of anybody. It's like when Prabhupada would sign his letter. Your ever well wisher. And it doesn't matter how much rascal the person wrote. Doesn't matter how much offensive the person is. Of course, if he becomes offensive towards the Supreme Lord, then Prabhupada never tolerates. But he will always sign your ever well wisher because he is the friend of everyone. So, maybe someday all of us can go enter the Jagannath temple because they're having a meeting, is all that, but then whatever happened, they burned the effigy of Srila Prabhupada also. That's a big offense. But that may be the cause why, how or how we've been able to enter because of their offenses. Yes? Oh, it's a big marketplace. It's a big marketplace. You enter there and you will see like a marketplace. You go. You can buy as many rice as possible, different kinds of rice, different kinds. Mahaprasad. Jagannath temple, they have big kitchen. They can feed up to 10,000 people in one at once without even telling you. Here, if you're more than 20, we have to tell the kitchen that 20 more devotees are coming. Okay, we have to prepare more. But in Jagannath Puri, even the whole town can be fed all at once. And how they cook this is they have layers and layers of pots. They don't use stainless steel pots. They use clay pots. And there is some mystical way of how they cook. They don't cook one pot at a time. They cook all of those different layers of preparations from one fire. And they just stock them all up. All at once. And when the bottom pot is cooked, the top pot is also cooked. And they don't have to stir. Oh. Who's cooking? Maybe the demigods are cooking here. And no one can see the offerings. No one can see. They have like a small tunnel where the offering is being transferred towards the Lord. A tunnel. No one can see. No one. Only the cook and the person who's he cannot see also. Only the cook and the pujari. Because he's been covered. And if there is a dog, somehow or other, if a dog passed by, they have to cook again. They have to cook again. The who? The sun rays. It's so dark. Yeah, it's dark there. They don't use potatoes. They don't use carrots. They don't use tomatoes. Do they use tomatoes? These are considered as Western vegetables. So they just rely in local. They grow their own vegetables. But it's a big market, I'm telling you. Market is very busy. Extremely busy. And there is one kind of preparation, makan misri. One preparation that devotees, they book years to get this mahaprasad. Makan misri. They only offer this is like once in a blue moon. But you have to give your name. And you can be like after 3 years before you can get this mahaprasad. Everything is nectar, full of nectar. Once in a blue moon means actually once in a blue moon is once in a while. It doesn't occur all the time. There's a saying in very rare. It's not there. And if you taste this, it's really nectar. Jagannath Mahaprasad, Makan Misri. We've tasted Makan Misri also in a regular way. This butter with rock candy. Yeah, that's Makan Misri. But Jagannath's Makan Misri is very precious, very difficult to find. So there are many kinds of dal, there are many kinds of rice. This is what you call gaja. It's famous, different sizes. But the real gaja, Gaja, okay, sorry. It's a small one. The one we've seen is a big one, isn't it? These big ones? But the one that they really gets into, like Lord Jagannath, is these very small ones. That's very difficult to get also. You have to have a good panda, good contact panda. And some devotees, when they go to Jagannath Puri, they don't eat anything else. They only eat Jagannath Mahaprasad. They have a good contact with the pandas, and then they'll bring it to you. They have a special case made of, this is coconut leaves. You will never find this case or a Mahaprasadam box. We have here Krishna Balaram box, right? Made of paper. But over there they have this. And wherever you go in the world, if somebody brings you this, you know already that it's Jagannath Mahaprasad. But when we went there, it's dark. It was pretty dark. It's night time. It's the last darshan. Because I have a little bit more of a fair complexion, so going in at night, we planned it. We planned it. Somehow some of my devotees also has been in India for a while. They get their complexion starting to become a little bit more darker. And they cannot tell the difference between an Indian and a Westerner, so somehow they can get in also. When Srila Prabhupada was there doing parikrama with his disciples, Prabhupada was being invited to go inside. Prabhupada said, "No, I will not go. If they cannot come, I will not go." So Prabhupada did not go. Of course, Prabhupada, I'm sure he came one time. When he was young, they used to go there also with his father. This was in Lilamrita. Very, very mystical place. You don't see lightings like this. You just see like very small bulb, very dim light. It's very dim. Not like ours, it's all full of bright color like this, fluorescent bulbs. No, inside, no. Very dark. And inside the altar of Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra, actually, there are many hundreds and hundreds of Salagram Silas on the altar. So only the pujari can go inside. But there is a certain extent of the doorways where you can go so close. So I somehow or other, even without eyeglasses, because if I use my eyeglasses, they can detect I am not from India. Because my eyeglasses is not from India. Cannot enter? It's a little far away. It's a little far away. I don't know, but it's a little far from the ocean. It's a little far, isn't it? Yes. But Lord Jagannath is the Lord of the universe. So if he's the Lord of the universe, how come we cannot get inside? They have a certain rule. And even Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he did not change the rules. He was the custodian. He was running the temple, managing the temple during his time in Jagannath Puri. But he did not change because... But there was... somehow it's written there one day Lord Jagannath will come out and go with his bhakta. So they're afraid that maybe one of ISKCON bhaktas will go inside and carry Jagannath. Maybe that's one of the reasons why they don't let Lord Jagannath be having darshan with his other devotees, except if you're a Hindu. Even the Prime Minister, Indira Gandhi, she's not able to get inside because she has different religion. Parsi. Yes. Yeah. They stop you. Now they let everybody. Yes. But now, Rangaji temple. This is a South Indian temple? Yeah. Yeah, when we went to was this Sri Rangam, we went inside also. They allowed them. Yeah. This is old customs. Huh? Yeah, Sri Rangam. Very long deity of Lord Vishnu lying in the Yes. They have three gates in Sri Rangam. You have been there? You? Sri Rangam, there is a deity of Lord Vishnu lying on the bed, Seshanaga. And just like here, we have three altars. They have also three altars there. But it's the same Lord Vishnu, same body of Lord Vishnu. So, they have to have three altars in order to have darshan. And it is said that that deity came from also from the heavenly planets. In South India, it's more mystical, the deities. They've been there for like millions and millions of years ago, and they've been brought by King Indra. Yeah, they're very intact. The South Indian culture is very intact. More, so to speak, civilized. That is the real civilized way, not the modern day civilization. It's very special. South India is special. Jai. Shri Krishna ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gopi Manande. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Not my holiness, her holiness. It should be my disgrace. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.